Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Lori said, you knew what it's going to be. It's going to be a triple all net. Jordan Poole going to work for the district.
Well, we won't be seeing that anymore. Jordan Poole did have some range, and he played pretty well last year. The Wizards with a big trade yesterday, one that surprised a lot of NBA people. Thoughts on that coming up on the day in which the NBA will hold its draft tonight. The Wizards with number 6 and number 18 in the first round. As of now, they could always trade up or trade back. Greg Finberg from Bullets Forever will join us at 11:25. We'll talk draft with Greg. I'm going to talk about it before the trade. And I did spend some time yesterday and last night just, you know, watching some of the players that I didn't get to see play college basketball. I definitely have some favorites, and there's a player I definitely would not like to see the Wizards draft. However, we honestly, when it comes to these drafts, especially in the NBA when they are 18 years old and they've played one season, it's really hard to project. That's why guys like Will Dawkins get the big bucks. I'm going to start the show, though, with this from Danny O. Danny O writes, Sheehan, you want it so badly, a trade for a pass rusher. How do you know that they won't be good enough on defense this year? They won 12 games last year without a great defensive player. And stop with the Terry trade talk. You clearly don't value him as much as you should. And imagine Jaden without him in year two. It would be a disaster. Oh, also, I'm totally with you on Derek Queen. He's the next Jokic. Go Terps. Thank you, Danny O. So, Danny O's responding to a topic that we did yesterday off of a story written on Fox Sports, just looking at some of the veteran contracts that haven't been done yet. And whether or not, you know, those deals would get done. And then this gentleman at Fox Sports said, well, look, if they don't get done, I've got some trade ideas for some of these players. And the idea that he had for Terry McLaurin was a trade to the Raiders. And the idea that he had for TJ Watt was a trade to Washington, to which we said, look, neither is going to happen. Okay, that's not happening. TJ Watt's going to sign a long-term deal and stay in Pittsburgh. And Terry, more likely than not, is going to sign a long-term deal. And if he doesn't, he'll play on the final year of his contract. But he's playing for Washington in 2025. Is it definite? No. There's always a chance, I guess, if the negotiations really turned ugly. It just doesn't seem like they would ever turn in that direction. Like, can anybody honestly envision a scenario in which Terry McLaurin, via his agent and some reporter, says, I want to be traded? It just doesn't seem like him at all. That seems like such a long shot. But anyway, we took the opportunity yesterday to talk about T.J. Watt and Terry McLaurin. And forget the fact that T.J. Watt is clearly a more valuable player in the eyes of NFL evaluators. He would clearly bring back more for Pittsburgh than Washington would get back for Terry. But with, you know, with the trade compensation put to the side, how would you feel if Washington lined up in 2025 without Terry but with T.J. Watt? We took a lot of calls on it. We put a poll out yesterday, a Twitter, you know, X poll. With contract rumors swirling, Kevin wants to know if Commanders fans would rather have Terry McLaurin on the roster next year or T.J. Watt. Overwhelmingly, not a lot of votes for this poll per... Usually we have several thousands of votes, but whatever. It doesn't matter. It's still a good sample size. 74.8% said they'd rather have Terry. 25.2% said T.J. Watt. I don't even think it's a conversation if we're being real. Like, T.J. Watt is an absolute game wrecker, game changer, you know, plus-plus on numbers of wins. He is one of the top 10 players in the NFL. That's not even debatable. He is one of the top 3 to 4 defensive players in the NFL. That's not even debatable. Some would say he is the best pound-for-pound defensive player in football. I would say that's Myles Garrett, personally. But I think T.J. Watt would be second, and then we're talking about Pat Surtain and a couple of other guys. But T.J. Watt is much higher on the list of the best players in the NFL than Terry is. He also plays a position that is rather important when it comes to winning football games. Now, he is 30 years old. So is Terry. Terry's going to be 30 years old, and he's going to command a contract close to $40 million a year, whereas Terry's contract might be closer to $30 million a year. But for me, and Max kind of had the same answer, this is like a no-brainer. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. I totally, Danny O, would get the problem at wide receiver, you know, entering this year, but the most important player on offense, especially when you've got a player like Jaden, who is more than just a passing quarterback, he is an everything quarterback, is the quarterback. And they have that piece. And he elevated guys like Noah Brown. And he, you know, obviously made it a lot easier for Zach Ertz. Deami Brown got paid. Olamide Zaccheaus got paid in part because of the quarterback. So I see Jaden elevating everything around him. And Deebo Samuel, by the way, you know, assuming that he's in shape and he stays healthy, I think he'll have a big year with Cliff Kingsbury and Jaden Daniels. But I would certainly miss not having Terry. It's not that that's what I would, you know, choose to have. I'd choose to have both of them. I'd choose for them to trade for T.J. Watt, pay both of them with all of the cap space they have, and go win the Super Bowl next year or the year after with their quarterback on a rookie deal. But T.J. Watt is... this guy basically is a total... you know, you have to game plan for, and if you don't, you're probably going to lose, or you're going to be in a game that you should have been much better than the opposing team in going in. Pittsburgh would be a lot worse, and would have been a lot worse over the last few years without T.J. Watt. So, amazing. 75% essentially to 25% would rather keep Terry. This goes, again, you're entitled to your opinion, and there are good reasons why you may want that. Maybe it's age. Maybe it's that T.J. Watt missed a bunch of games a few years ago. He's pretty much stayed healthy. He'll play hurt, too. Maybe you think that you saw something in T.J. Watt last year that says he's about to fall off the cliff at this age, and he's not going to be the player that he's been. You know, there are reasonable arguments, but I am convinced, and I have been convinced over a long period of time now, that a large percentage of our fans watch our games and don't pay attention as much to the rest of the league. There isn't a GM in the league that would tell you that given the choice of having Terry McLaurin or T.J. Watt on their team, that they wouldn't take T.J. Watt. I'm sure most general managers would say, wow, I mean, it's a tough one because Terry is really good, But TJ Watt's special. He's elite. Yeah, it's not, by the way, Danny O, that I want to so badly trade for a pass rusher. It's that there were pass rushers and great defensive players when we got into this offseason that were potentially going to be available. And, by the way, our team has a need. So it was like it synced up. You know, if Myles Garrett had made it to the trade market, he didn't. Trey Hendrickson, Cincinnati, if they had asked for something reasonable, he may be in a Washington uniform right now. But he is an elite-level pass rusher, a have-to-game-plan for pass rusher. He's still, you know, potentially available. I think Cincinnati's got to win this year. I think they'll figure it out with him, too. But in terms of when you said, how do you know that what they have won't be good enough? Look, what they have is going to be good enough because of what they have at quarterback and on offense. You know, they're going to be, as long as five is upright and healthy, they're going to be in the mix for more wins than losses in the postseason, no matter what their defense is. And we saw that last year. Their defense, 26th against the run, 23rd overall per DVOA, and yet they won 12 regular season games. I was talking about it early in the season. Man, they're not very good against the run. This is going to catch up with them. And it really didn't catch up with them because the quarterback in the offense was just so good. You know, and the quarterback made monster plays. The throw in Cincinnati, the Hail Mary against Chicago, really in position to pull it off against Dallas at home with the 80-something yard touchdown pass to Terry, if not for the missed extra point. You know, the comeback and the brilliant performance, five touchdown passes against Philly. The comeback and the overtime win against Atlanta. And then, of course, the game-winning drive against Tampa, the brilliant performance against Detroit, despite the fact that in that game against Detroit, they gave up, you know, 31 points and 521 yards. But on that particular night, that was a defensive turnover night, which was huge. They didn't have a lot of those, but the turnovers were massive, obviously, in that game, as they turned out to be in the championship game the other way. But yeah, I mean, going into the upcoming season with what they have, and they have new players, and we're not sure how those new players will, you know, fit in. We're not sure how the players returning for year two in the same system may end up playing. Maybe everything turns and it's a much better defense. It's possible, Danny O. I've talked about that. I've talked about defense is so variable year to year, and sometimes you can't even explain it. Why a defense with the same group is terrible one year and really good the next. And there are things working in favor of the defense improving. Year two, same system. They've added size up front. Their cornerback room looks better. I personally feel like Frankie Louvu is on the verge of becoming a star player. Now, he already is viewed that way. Obviously, he was a second team, you know, all... you know, an AP second team all NFL defensive player last year, linebacker last year. I think he could become even more. But they still are missing that player that can dominate games like Jalen Carter did in Philadelphia, like Chris Jones does in Kansas City. You know, I'm talking about teams that have won and won big recently. They still don't have that guy. I don't think they do. We'll see.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, and look, I do value Terry. I just value him in what I would deem to be a more realistic league, you know, wide view. It's a very talented position in the league. He's a very good receiver. He's nowhere near where on the receiver list where TJ Watt is on the edge list, on the defensive end list. He just isn't. Derek Queen tonight, Terps. Yeah, I would not pass him up. And I know that six is too high according to the mock drafts, but I just wouldn't pass up Derek Queen. I think he's going to be a great player. So the Wizards yesterday had, you know, it was news breaking. I think it was surprising to a lot of NBA people based on what I was reading yesterday afternoon and last night. You know, the trade, if you're unfamiliar, and maybe you don't even care, but the Wizards traded Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, and their early second-round pick, which was number 40 overall, to the New Orleans Pelicans for C.J. McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and the Pelicans' second-round pick in 2027. There are a few thoughts that I have. I've amended some of those from my initial thoughts, which I actually had on my podcast last night right after it happened. But they're basically the same. Number one is Jordan Poole, for me, I was always surprised that they paid him. He is, you know, he's an offensive creator, man, and he can shoot it. And there's a lot to like about Jordan Poole. And I know that here in Washington, the view of him was perhaps much different than it was at Golden State. But to me, like, he's not the kind of player you need on a team where the focus is on player development of very young players, young player development. He played the most, he shot the most, he handles the ball the most, he turns the ball over the most, his usage rate is the highest. I think, you know, a C.J. McCollum actually as a veteran player who will play. I mean, it's not like they brought him here for his last year on his deal not to play. He averaged over 21 points per game last year, and there's a chance if he, you know, really went off in the first half of the season, he could be a trade chip. But Jordan Poole just, to me, is not the guy that you want when you're trying to develop Carrington, A.J. Johnson, you know, Kyshawn George, you know, Koulibaly, who's entering year three. His dominance of the ball on the court is not the best way for these young players to develop. It's probably helpful for players in year one and year two, but now they're entering year two and year three. And not to mention, you're going to end up with more young players after this draft on the team. So that's number one. So I liked it from that perspective. I always was surprised that they gave him the deal they ended up giving him. And he had two of those contract, very expensive contract years left on his deal. So reason number two for liking this deal from my standpoint is by trading him this year, they've put themselves into a position whereby after next season, the 2025-2026 season, Chris Middleton, who picked up his player option for $33+ million the other day, but will be off the books. C.J. McCollum, who's going to make $30.7 million this year, also in the last year of his deal. He'll be off the books after next season. Kelly Olynyk's going to make $13.4 million this year, but he'll be off the books because it's Kelly Olynyk's final year of his deal. And then you add the $34 million that Poole would have been making in the following season after next season. And the Wizards have cleared $110 million in cap space for next offseason. Now, what does that mean? Like, I read a bunch of people who, my initial thought was, well, I mean, are they going to go after some big-time free agents? The problem with going after big-time free agents is twofold. Number one is DC's not been a big destination for really good free agents. And secondly, at least more recently, most of the big free agents end up re-signing with their existing team, and the real big acquisitions of new players have come via trade. So, you know, I don't know that it means that next offseason is like, all right, we did the tanking thing. We had three solid drafts after bad seasons. You know, three, actually, it would be four because next year's draft with Boozer, one of the Boozer twins in it, and other players at the top of the draft that people are excited about. It would be essentially four drafts if you count the Koulibaly draft, last year's draft, this year's draft, next year's draft. And obviously, free agency comes after next year's draft, and they'd have all of this money. And they'd have 4 years of drafts, and hopefully they feel like they got two to three really big-time contributors, one of which they believe can become, you know, at the very least, a second-team All-NBA guy in 4 to 5 years. And maybe they're going to start going for it in free agency. But again, the challenge in the NBA for the Wizards has been they don't attract big-time stars. They don't even attract, at times, second-tier stars. And, you know, we've seen more often than not recently the big acquisitions come via trade. But, you know, the bottom line is, even if they end up not being super active in free agency a year from now, then they'll have all this cap space. And, you know, this isn't exciting for fans, you know, especially fans who want to see them be a competitive team sooner rather than later, but they can always trade a lot of that cap space, you know, taking back players on short-term, you know, deals, you know, probably expensive for draft picks and continue to, you know, bring in a haul of picks to continue to make picks for the next year or two after that. Look, I like this deal. I never understood the long-term commitment to Poole in the first place. He played well last year at times, I guess. Look, this was not a season that was very pleasant to watch. But to me, I know what kind of player Jordan Poole is. And even though he had become, I think, you know, a really good teammate, maybe even a mentor to some of the young guys, it's time for Carrington, you know, AJ Johnson, to see what they have without somebody as ball dominant as Jordan Poole as part of the lineup. You know, CJ McCollum isn't as ball dominant. He's going to play. You know, he could become an interesting trade chip at next year's deadline. He averaged over 21 a game this past year. I mean, he's been a prolific scorer his entire career. Kelly Olynyk is not obviously going to be a part of their long-term plans at 34 years old, nor will CJ McCollum. Olynyk, by the way, of course, was the man that kept the Wizards, more so than anybody else in Game 7 in 2017, from advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals. He had 26 points. I knew it was a lot. I went back and looked at it yesterday. 26 points on 10 of 14 from the floor in 28 minutes off the bench in that Game 7 in the Eastern Conference semifinals back in 2017. The last time. I mean, think about that, right? It has been 8 seasons. 8 years. It doesn't even seem like it. I'll never forget that Game 7. So fired up for it. And we had in our home legitimately a power outage in the neighborhood. So I had to get up and get out the door and go to a bar to watch the game. And then my wife called and said the power was back on. And I went back home at halftime and watched the second half. But that was a, you know, John Wall ran out of gas at the end of that game. Beal was phenomenal in Game 7. But Kelly Olynyk had the game. You know, it was the game of his career, really. The best game he's ever played in the postseason. So by, you know, By definition, that's the best game of his career because it was the most important game of his career, a game seven. 26 points for Kelly Olynyk in 28 minutes. That ended up being the deciding factor in game seven. But anyway, on the trade, you know, I like it. We're still years away, But tonight is a night where it's another opportunity to take a couple of swings. You know, they did it with Koulibaly. They did it last year with Carrington, Saar, and George. They're doing it, you know, without their second-round pick in a deep draft, you know, number 40 overall. But I like what they did anyway. And they picked up a 2027 second-rounder, for what it's worth. But they've got to make, you know, one of, you know, the three guys from last year, Koulibaly, the A.J. Johnson, you know, trade that brought him here, you know, the two guys they select tonight, they got to end up with two guys that are legitimate all-NBA players in 4 to 5 years. Maybe it's a little bit longer. And that way, you know, when our football team is opening up its new stadium and Jaden is in his seventh year at that point, maybe we've got an NBA championship contending team and Washington has become the city of champions. It's never been that, ever. You know, just hasn't. None of those years when Washington was winning Super Bowls was the hockey team contending for Stanley Cup, you know, titles, and the baseball team wasn't even here, and the NBA team was, you know, an occasional playoff team, but never a threat. Yeah, that would be fun 5 years from now, but they got to hit. Will Dawkins is, you know, he's in the crosshairs. These picks, you got to hit on, and you don't need number one overall. We've seen that recently. You know, we saw it this year. You know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was number 11, and he was traded for. You know, we saw it, you know, recently with guys like Giannis and Jokic and Kawhi. Doesn't have to be number one overall. Although, man, you know, when this draft starts tonight and Dallas is on the clock, it would have been phenomenal had Washington been on the clock and been able to select Cooper Flagg. By the way, as it relates to the trade yesterday, I don't think anything about the trade yesterday dictates or impacts what they're doing tonight, or I don't think it should. Okay, I don't think they should be sold on anything at this point. They need to select the player that they think has the best chance of being a star, being an all-NBA first or second teamer in 5 to 6 years, no matter what position that player plays. That's what they are swinging for the fences. You have to have superstar-level players to contend. You have to have it. Now, could they get it via a trade like Oklahoma City did? Maybe. But you got to end up with some really good picks here. And there are some guys that I like, and there are some guys that I don't like. And I will get to those when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. Don't forget, you can watch this show and Craig Hoffman's show. Craig's on from 4 to 7. On our YouTube channel. Just hit the like button and hit the subscribe button when you get there.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality. quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.